Let's talk about the duties of the managers for 2 seconds. There's a whole long laundry list, and in fact, your state statute will have a long laundry list too. If you've got something that overrides the state, this is an optional. So your operating agreement would override what the state has to say in most cases. And the state may have something that you don't have, in which case that provision in the state statute would be able to apply to your managers. Now, that doesn't mean that you want the state's list. And some of the operating agreements will just say, we give the manager all the rights and authorities of the state statute. Well, yeah, you're going to default to the state? I don't think so. Let's name at least some of them and give our managers an idea as to what we're going to have them do. The first thing that we're going to talk about is property. The manager can deal with the real property and the other property of the LLC. You might note that your LLC can own property in a state other than the state where your LLC is organized. Now, depending upon exactly what rights the LLC wants in the property in the other state, the LLC may or may not have to register in the state where the property is. The catch is, and I see this all the time, they say, oh, asset protection. You put it in the LLC. In California, you want a Nevada LLC. You don't want a California LLC because the fees in California are $800 a year just to the state. That is true. However, when you add up the state fees in Nevada and the registered agent fees, you're pretty much above $800 anyway always. But that's beside the point. That's not the sale. The sale is, oh, do it in Nevada, better asset protection, save money, run your real estate in California with the Nevada LLC. Well, you can do that. The problem is, what they failed to tell you is the tenant in California can live in the house and not pay you any rent. You can't evict the guy. There's nothing you can do about it because your person, your LLC, is not a resident of California. California doesn't recognize that this person, this LLC, has any rights. As a result, the LLC can't foreclose on the tenant who's not paying his rent. The LLC can't do a thing. So you're going to end up paying all the fees, everything in Nevada, plus you're going to end up paying all the fees and everything in California because you have to register in that state in order to have any rights in that state. Now, if I've just got a piece of property that's a piece of raw land in a state, I'm not going to do anything with it, maybe I wouldn't register my LLC in that state. So it's up to you, but just know that you don't have any rights in the state where the LLC owns property because the LLC isn't recognized in that state. In B, we might note personal property. That's all the computers and everything else that the company owns, the pencils, the papers, all personal property. We're going to give the manager the right to invest and dispose of assets. And you might note in D, it says that the members deem advisable. That's a formality issue. That means that the members have to approve this. In E, the manager can take title. Well, you're going to take title to the boat. The catch is that very often the people buy a boat in the name of the company, but it's their boat and they do everything they want to with the boat and they use it every weekend. The company's never reimbursed or anything else, and that's kind of called commingling. And your company's getting very close to being an alter ego and not giving you any asset protection. In F, the managers can do the banking for the LLC. In G, they can borrow money. In H, they can employ people. And they can even employ related people. That means you can employ your wife or even yourself. And that may be prevented in a big company. But in a little company, you want to state that the managers can employ related people because everybody's going to be in the family. In I, they can sue. In J, they can get insurance. And it's entirely possible that you would want key man insurance in your company. That's life insurance to replace the key man, because if the key man goes down, the company's going to have a hard time, and it's going to take a lot of money to hire somebody to replace that key man and do everything that the key man was doing. So it's key man life insurance. And what we're saying is the managers have the ability to deal in insurance. In K, they can contract. In L, they can establish benefit plans. And the benefit plans are good stuff because you can make a lot more money in your little company if you control the taxes. And this section authorizes the managers to investigate or to implement the benefit plans and the retirement plans. M is savings. We can have savings account and all that sort of stuff. They have to keep records in N, and the majority of the members can request those records at any time. The manager's going to get to pay the taxes. You've got to pay the taxes. They can prepare the accounting. In fact, they have to prepare the accounting reports. And note that this section is date sensitive. So you need to keep track of the dates. When do the reports have to be done? And in Q, the managers can delegate authority and power to do different things. They can hire people to do stuff and delegate that power to them. So those are some of the duties that a manager should probably have in your LLC. And like I said, the state statute may even outline more, and if it does, fine, they will be applicable to your LLC. But we've defined it here. We don't have to rely on the state statutes.